Hey, this is Scott Wells with the Scott Spotcast, and today is the 30th, I think, of May. We're here at the annual Magician's Barbecue. We have about 60-plus people always here at Rex Crago's house having a great time. And one of the guys I want to talk with here today is Julian Franklin. Hello, Julian.
Hey.
And so Julian, as some of you may or may not know, of course, is a contributor to the Linking Ring magazine on marketing, and you have been for at least 10 years or something.
Yeah, pretty close. About halfway through the eighth year now. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And that's about the age group of children that you entertain usually.
Yeah,
too,
yeah. Eight is like dream. 8 and a half. Yeah, that's a perfect age.
Now, why do you find that to be a perfect age? Let me just say, by the way, too, for those of you who might not know, that Julian is an excellent children's show entertainer and the author of the book called
Kid Control.
Kid Control, which I recommend at julianfranklin.com.
You know what? I don't handle it anymore. I've done some restructuring some of my business, so I don't handle any product sales anymore. But you can get it through basically any of your favorite magic dealers should be able to get access to Kid Control.
Or, very good pick. It's got a picture of a kid picking his nose in the front.
Yeah. In fact, the editor, when he drew that up like a joke, so the printer brought back three different the samples, like, hey, look at these, tell me which one you want. And I said, I want that one. He said, no, that one I just did as a joke. And I said, no, that's the one we're going with. That is too good. A very eye-catching cover. So, yeah, very, very nice. I like it.
But you said like 8 and a half year. Why particularly that age versus 6-year-old or 10-year-old or 12 or
yeah,
teenagers?
I think something happens when a kid gets to be about 9 or 10 where they don't want to be fooled. There's something that happens where they feel like, they believe that grown-ups know all the secrets, that grown-ups are not fooled, and that because they're finally realizing that there's jokes that they don't get, but they're starting to get more of the jokes, and so they realize that there have been all these things that have gone over their heads at some point. So for whatever reason, though, kids, when they get to be about 9 or 10, do not like to be fooled. They want to, so they're screaming, it's in your other hand, it's in your pocket, you put it in, and they have no idea how it's working, but they just can't stand to think that they might look foolish. When a kid is about 6, they're still great audiences. Don't get me wrong, but when they're about 6, they don't get all of the funny jokes still. There's certain aspects of the magic that they, I didn't realize. Did it change color? I don't know. I was so busy laughing, I didn't notice. And so...
So the trick is inconsequential to the journey. To
a lot of times, yeah, which is fine too. I value that as a performer, as I'm structuring my shows. But when a child is at that 8, 8 and a half, 9, right in there, they seem to get all of the jokes, but yet they're still completely content being fooled. They're still completely content to want to come up and help you and really want you to succeed. They don't want to try and mess you up. They don't want anything to go wrong. I just think it's the dream age for
children.
And as they
get older, it seems like in their teens, it's kind of like we're too cool for school.
Right, yeah. And then all that changes somewhere about age 16, 17. They start to mellow out and be able to enjoy magic again. But there seems to be that... From about age 10 all the way up to those early teen years where they're just they just don't want to they've already got it all figured out, they know it all, and they don't want you coming around proving that they don't.
They don't know, yeah. Now, so obviously there are certain tricks that you have like in your bag you'll do for like 6-year-olds versus what you'll do for 8-year-olds and 10 or what?
Yeah, no, you know what, I have I'm not as talented as most of your listeners, and so I have to really choose my tricks well if I'm going to invest the time to really learn how to do it. And so I try to choose stuff that is that's gonna play for every age group, every age group that I perform for. So I do the same stuff that I do for. I might change the pattern slightly, but the effects are fundamentally the same. Every trick that I do for little kids or for the older kids, it's pretty consistent. Even for the adults, I mean, it just doesn't change much.
Now, when you're working at school shows, you're working at elementary schools primarily.
Yeah, most of about 99% of my work is at elementary schools.
And what age group of children attend like library shows? You know,
anywhere from too young to speak, they're coming in strollers with their parents, all the way up to that age group of preteen, the 10, 11, 12-year-olds.
How do you hit them? I mean, what do you do for that wide group of...
that's a little bit more of a challenge. Yeah. But for me, that's a little bit more relaxed show because there's not the same pressure that there is when I do a school assembly. When I do a school assembly, I have certain requirements as far as academic things that I need to accomplish. So the schools, it's a little more fun. Laid back, just keep it more fun.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. This has been Julian Franklin over here, Scott, talking to Scott Wells. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Scotty out.